We are back once again. You are listening to the Mean Gene Show here on KDWN 720 AM 101.5 FM Las Vegas. Hope you enjoyed the first half of the show. We are continuing with our 14 games being played on Sunday in the NFL. We are predicting each and every one. It actually started on our live streaming show on Podbean Live, where me and Mr. Picks predicted the Thursday night game. Mr. Picks got it right as far as the point spread and the over-unders, and we both picked Tampa Bay to win. So far, 1-0 to start the season, the 2021 season, and now the test is going to be how will I do as far as picking the remaining games, including the Monday night game between the Raiders and the Ravens. So let's go ahead and continue where we left off with our countdown and predictions. The next game is the Los Angeles Chargers at the Washington football team. And this is going to be interesting. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we talked with Charles Leno Jr. He is now a member of the Washington football team. He's on that O-line. You will see him in action tomorrow. And he, of course, told us to support him, in which we will do. This is going to be an interesting game. It's going to be played at FedEx Field in Washington. Ron Rivera, head coach. Chargers have a brand new coach, Brandon Staley. He makes his coaching debut there. But he's got some talent on that Chargers team. And Justin Herbert, Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen. The list goes on on defense, of course. Joey Bosa, Kenneth Murray, Michael Davis. They have some very young talent there in that secondary for the Chargers. But back over to Washington, Ryan Fitzpatrick will make his Washington debut on Sunday. And he actually had some pretty good numbers last year. He passed for 2,100 yards there, 13 touchdowns, and had a quarterback rating of 95.6 there in nine games with Miami before they brought in Tua in 2020. The running back for the Washington football team, Antonio Gibson, he will also share that duties with J.D. McKissick, Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, your wide receivers. Logan Thomas is your tight end there. But the defense of the Washington football team is what everyone is going to be looking at, and probably what's going to make this a good game. Chase Young, oh my goodness. He led all rookies with 7.5 sacks last year. And, of course, 10 tackles for loss last year. Man, he was just all over the place. Montez Sweat, John Bostic. You're going to see a very talented defense there. And that's what Ron Rivera is known for. And you guys remember Ron Rivera used to be with the Chargers there for a while. So he will be reunited with his old team from back in the day. I think he was the defensive coordinator for the Chargers at one time. So who's going to win this game? Man, I'm going to say the Washington football team. And I know the success that Justin Herbert had last year. Not saying that the Chargers are going to have a bad season. But, man, I just think Washington defense-wise is going to be a little bit that defense is just going to limit whatever Justin Herbert is going to be able to do. I just think they're going to be all over him in that game. And I think the defense will keep their offense in that game, keep them at pace. So I'm picking the Washington football team to win on Sunday. The next game we have is the Cleveland Browns at the Kansas City Chiefs. So somebody's got to be asking, who did Cleveland piss off to open up the season at KC? This is going to be a good game, no doubt. It's definitely a rematch of I think they played last year in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. And Kansas City is just going to be too much for these guys. The Chiefs have won the last three games over the Browns. But, I mean, this is not your same Browns team. You know, the Browns are still, you know, celebrating the success that they had in the playoffs last year, even though they got beat in the playoffs. But they took care of the Pittsburgh Steelers in great fashion. So Kevin Stefanski is putting, you know, something good there. He's going to have Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham. I mean, you know, everybody's going to be there with the Cleveland Browns. They're going to try to come back and get it done. Not to mention on defense, Myles Garrett is going to come back there. They got Denzel Ward at cornerback there. So they have a pretty good team. The Browns would get a lot of attention. Now, the Chiefs, okay, the Chiefs played in the Super Bowl. They are a little bit pissed off, still salty from not scoring not even a touchdown in the Super Bowl last year against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, all of these guys, the usual suspect there, Travis Kelce, all of them will be pumped for this game. And I don't know exactly what the spread was in this game, but the Kansas City Chiefs will win this game, and they will. This is a big time AFC matchup, but I don't think the Browns are going to be able to take care of business. I think folks in Arrowhead, they're going to be just lit up and ready for this game. So the Chiefs will start the season 1-0 on Sunday. Next game we have is the Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots. Should be a good game because the storylines here are kind of interesting. Brian Flores, who used to be part of Bill Belichick's coaching staff. You have Tua Tagovailoa, who is the quarterback there. He no longer has to share those duties with Ryan Fitzpatrick. You have Mac Jones, who is a rookie. He was selected 15th overall in this year's draft by the Patriots. He's going to be the starting quarterback. Cam Newton was released from the Patriots, so there's no squabbles there. Mac Jones doesn't have to look over his shoulders, and this is a big gamble for the New England Patriots. And Bill Belichick, the starter rookie there at quarterback, but he will have some help in the backfield. Damien Harris, Jacoby Myers there, a great young receiver. Also, I think James White is with him. And Nelson Aguilar, who Raiders fans, I know we remember him pretty well, right? Nelson Aguilar is making his New England debut. So he had a good season here in Las Vegas last year. So he's going to be excited to be on that Patriots team. So I got the Patriots winning this game. I got the New England Patriots winning. Should be an interesting one to see. It's going to be played at Gillette Stadium there in Foxborough. So I got Mac Jones winning his first game as the Patriots starting quarterback. The next game we have Green Bay Packers at the New Orleans Saints. This game was scheduled to be played at the Superdome in Louisiana, but due to Hurricane Ida that came through, the NFL moved this game to Jacksonville, Florida. They will be playing at the Jaguars' home stadium, TIAA Bankfield Stadium. So this is a home game, basically, for the New Orleans Saints. And Sean Payton, Matt LaFleur, they will go head-to-head there. And Jameis Winston is your starting quarterback. Jameis will enjoy having Alvin Kamara in the backfield. We didn't see much of him in the preseason, if we saw him at all. You're also going to have Taysom Hill. Now, Taysom Hill will be brought in for some of that trickery stuff that the Saints like to do. But the big storyline in this game, of course, is Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers was basically the big story for the entire NFL offseason, him and the Green Bay Packers bickering over roles and responsibilities and all of that stuff. I don't think it ever was about money. But anyway, so it's a put-up, shut-up year for Aaron Rodgers. You know, he became the sixth player to win the Associated Press MVP award three times. He did it in 2011 when they won the Super Bowl, 2014, and last year. So that's pretty impressive there. But he's got to put up a shut up. The Green Bay Packers went out and got one of his favorite receivers who will be joining him, Green 18. Okay, so he will be there to help Aaron Rodgers, and not to mention Devontae Adams, and of course Lazard, and I mean, and the tight end, Robert Tonyan, one of the favorite guys for Aaron Rodgers. So who wins this game, okay? I tell you what, I'm calling for the upset here because it would be an upset. I am going to say the Saints are going to win this game. I really did like what I saw from Jameis Winston in the preseason, but Jameis Winston is ready to shake off the naysayers and people who didn't believe in him. Remember that one incredible year there in Tampa where he had over 4,000 yards passing, but he had a ton of interceptions. But I'm thinking Jameis Winston might take advantage of this new opportunity. And not to mention you're filling the shoes of Drew Brees there, something that's kind of hard to do, but I think Jameis Winston is up for the challenge. The next game we have is the Denver Broncos at the New York Giants. Not the most interesting game on the schedule, but it's going to be for Teddy Bridgewater, who spent time there in Carolina. They got rid of him, and now he landed in Denver. He's got Jerry Jeudy, Melvin Gordon to help him with the offensive duties there. So Vic Fangio is going to try to make things happen. Bridgewater beat out the other quarterback. I can't remember his name, but he basically was a scrub, in my opinion. I think they are lucky to have Teddy Bridgewater there. So I think the Broncos are going to win. They're going to beat the New York Giants. Saquon Barkley's coming back, and I noticed in the fantasy football drafts this year that, you know, no one was just really quick to jump on Saquon Barkley. I remember when he was a rookie, I jumped all over this kid because I just thought, like, okay, he was going to have a great year, and he did not disappoint. But I don't know, coming back from that injury, it's going to be, you know, kind of wait and see. Daniel Jones is just not the quarterback that everyone expected. I remember when the Giants drafted him, everyone was shaking their head and like, okay, what are they doing? He is well overdue to do something. And I just think the entire season, the success or failures for the Giants are going to fall on Daniel Jones. And I just don't see him, you know, regardless of what receivers that he have, and he's got some good ones. And Kenny Golladay, he's going to make his debut with the Giants coming over from Detroit. You got Sterling Shepard. You got Evan Ingram. He's a hell of a tight end there. But I just don't think Daniel Jones. I could see lots of other quarterbacks, including Cam Newton, having success with players like Golladay and Sterling Shepard and Evan Ingram. I just don't think it's Daniel Jones. So I think the Broncos, and not to mention on defense, you know, Von Miller comes back. Bradley Chubb, I mean, they have a defense. And, of course, everyone will be looking at the rookie cornerback they drafted, ninth overall in this year's draft, Patrick Surtain III. All right, so you all remember his father. He was one hell of a player. So I got the Broncos beating the New York Giants on Sunday. The next game we have is the Chicago Bears at the Los Angeles Rams. This one will be at SoFi Stadium. Now, this is actually your Sunday night game here. And I guess we could spend a little time on this one here because, I, of course, storylines for both of these teams. How about we just start with the Bears? Matt Nagy is going to try to get it done with Andy Dalton. And in my opinion, just like I said last week, I believe the Chicago Bears made the right decision in starting Andy Dalton, despite what the fans want to see. Okay, we all know they want to see Justin Fields. All right. And in due time, Justin Fields will be the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. But I don't think that Andy Dalton is not going to take advantage of this short term opportunity, because it is short term. He knows it. Everyone knows that he is not the future for the Chicago Bears franchise. But man, they got a tough one on Sunday night. A good one too. David Montgomery will handle most of the running back duties there, along with Damian Williams. They also have Allen Robinson and Darnell Mooney, who, man, Darnell Mooney is an up-and-coming good wide receiver. I just think he just got to be able to catch the ball a little bit better than what he did last year. He was a rookie, but I think he's going to be a little bit better. Not to mention Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham is still on an NFL roster, folks. He led the team with eight receiving touchdowns last year. So he's open, and they try to get him when they can. So I look for Andy Dalton and Jimmy Graham to connect more than people think. And Khalil Mack still is part of that Chicago Bears team. And Robert Quinn, the other linebacker there for the Bears. So the Bears are, pretty stacked on defense there. It's just, I think Andy Dalton's going to play good enough to kind of squash those, let's get Justin Fields out there. Good thing this game is being played in SoFi Stadium. If it was going to be played in at Soldier Field and Andy Dalton made one mistake, man, it could be rough, and it's still going to be rough on him. But let's look at the hype with the Los Angeles Rams. Matthew Stafford, who spent so many years in Detroit. And I tell you what, when I was in Canton, Ohio last month for the NFL Hall of Fame, it was really good to see Matthew Stafford. But, man, just think that the connections that he had there with Calvin Johnson. I mean, Matthew Stafford, hey, I tell you what, Calvin Johnson might be in the Hall of Fame, but I tell you, he's not there without Matthew Stafford. And now some people might think, man, all those good years, his best years might be behind him. I mean, he was there from, 2009 we're talking about 11 years. I mean, some great numbers, great come from behind victories. Now, the question is, can he do this in Los Angeles? So, and exactly what is Sean McVay and the Rams trying to get out of Matthew Stafford? They obviously see something left. Yeah, I think he's a better quarterback than Jared Goff, but he's got to have some weapons there. I don't know if he's got Tyler Higbee, the tight end, which is Tyler's a great tight end there. He's got DeSean Jackson, got Robert Woods, got Cooper Kupp, who led the team with 92 receptions last year. So, I mean, he's got some weapons there. And if anybody can get anyone the ball, it's Matthew Stafford. So, but who's going to win this game is the question. Before I can decide who's going to win this game, I have to quickly go back and at least acknowledge the defense of the Rams. And that starts with Aaron Donald. Tied for second in the NFL with 13.5 sacks last year. And you know what? That is very highly noted and should be well respected by that offense of the Chicago Bears. Leonard Floyd, he comes back. Jalen Ramsey, they have a stellar cast. I just don't think the defense is as good as it used to be. But it's still respectable, and it's home. And, hey, SoFi Stadium, one of the newest stadiums in the NFL, along with Allegiant Stadium here in Las Vegas, to see fans in there. Like I said, everyone is going to take advantage of 9/11 ceremonies, celebrations, and acknowledgments. So it's going to be, nice to see that regular season crowd there in that brand-new stadium. But I'm going to say the Rams win the game. The Rams win the game. I will be paying close attention to the play of Andy Dalton and how they get things done. And we'll find out really quick how long Andy Dalton is going to be the starting quarterback there. But, if he gets the win, of course, then, hey, more power to the Bears and Andy Dalton. But I'm not ready to throw the towel in on Andy Dalton. But all eyes will also be on, and I didn't mention the running game there for the Rams with Darrell Henderson handling the bulk of the duties there in the backfield. Cam Akers, of course, is out for the season, but Sony Michel is going to make his debut with the Rams too, also there in the backfield. So I got the Rams winning the Sunday night game on NBC there. Chicago Bears at the Los Angeles Rams. So, guess what, folks? We are at the game that only Raiders fans care about. Maybe Ravens, but Las Vegas is going to be happening here. Allegiant Stadium, Monday night. The entire world, the country, will be watching Las Vegas. The lights will be shining bright Monday night as the Baltimore Ravens come to town. We could call them the crippled Baltimore Ravens. Man, they have been plagued by injuries like crazy. Marcus Peters will not be playing in this game. Neither will Gus Edwards. So you have the running game is really going to be challenged for the Baltimore Ravens. And one of their top, now they got Marlon Humphreys, but Marcus Peters, though, he led that team with four interceptions. He is just one guy that is going to be irreplaceable for the Baltimore Ravens, and that's on defense there. But how about it here? We got Derek Carr. He set career highs in passing yards, 4,103. He had a quarterback rating of 101.4 in 2020. And the question will be, will he continue to improve on that? I tend to think, I was having a conversation with my son the other day. He is a big-time Raiders fan there. So we were talking about the success. We also talked about Mike Mayock last week and what he said. He said, you know, basically put it out there that this team needs to be in the playoff. They really do. And I think what you're looking at here, Derek Carr and John Gruden have to make it happen. If they don't, one, if not both, could be out of here. And I know John Gruden has a long contract there with the Raiders. But I tell you, I mean, it's all about, you know, let's get it done here. Josh Jacobs, he rushed for over 1,000 yards, and it was pretty good. 12 touchdowns last year. So he's going to try to, you know, come back and get it done again. And it starts with Monday night's game there and against the Ravens. Kenyon Drake, he comes over. He makes his Las Vegas debut with the Raiders. And the favorite one, Darren Waller. Man. He led all tight ends with 107 catches in 2020, and he is the go-to guy for Derek Carr. And Willie Snead, now if you heard that name before, yeah, he used to be a Baltimore Raven, so he is going to make his debut. I think it's going to be an interesting game. I really like, even before these injuries that took place for the Ravens, because the Raiders got two tough opening games. You're playing two of the toughest teams, the playoff teams. You're opening up against the Baltimore Ravens in week one, Pittsburgh Steelers in week two. It just doesn't get any tougher than that. But I got the Raiders winning this game. I think, you know, it looks good on paper, but it also looks good all around with the talent that the Raiders have. Not taking anything away from Lamar Jackson. I haven't even mentioned his name until now. But I just think the running game is just taken. These are not the runners that they had planned to have, and it's not the defense they planned to have as well. I mean, they're going to have replacements, but I just think the Raiders are going to be ready. I think they're going to be pumped. I think the black hole will break in that stadium, Allegiant Stadium. It's going to be just lit. It's going to be one hell of a Monday night game, and I got the Las Vegas Raiders beating a playoff team at home. They have to get it done because next week, folks, the Mean Gene Show will be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and can't wait for that show. Can't wait for that game. That's going to be a great game. So I will be at the Raiders-Steelers game next week. And can't wait for that one. So, hey, got it all done here. Enjoy all of the games on Sunday. It's going to be great. Don't forget about the Monday Night Football game. That one's going to be great as well. Hope you enjoyed this show. Want to thank Mr. Picks for his little sound bite there. Also want to wish a speedy recovery to Jacob Meadows, the Mean Gene Show contributor. Jacob is recovering from COVID-19. And Jacob, get well, buddy. Hey, folks, we'll see you back here next week from Pittsburgh here on the Mean Gene Show, KDWN, 720 AM, 101.5 FM, Las Vegas.